open at 5:33, and I thought the traditional hours of carry out. Okay.
Okay, item two, recording of attendances and apologies. 2.1, Deputy Mayor George DeCash, Councillors Arnold Carter, Councillor Jan Gillingham, Councillor Dave Hooper, Councillor Michael Zombeck, absent Councillor Julie Hunt, absent Councillor Gloria Jacobs, and welcome Councillor Penny Taylor. Apologies.
Apologies from Councillor Hunt and Councillor Jacobs.
Okay, two apologies. And approved leave of absence, Mayor Callie Howlett. Okay, 2.4, election of a deputy presiding member, due to the fact I've only been in the room a couple of times today. So, is there anybody?
I'd like to nominate Arnold Carter, Councillor Carter.
Nominate Councillor Carter, seconded. Okay, nominated by Bill Zombeck, seconded by Councillor Jan Gillingham, that Councillor Arnold Carter be presiding member. Thank you.
Thank you, George.
All right, item three, responses to previous questions taken on notice. 3.11, Mr. Chris Wally, are you happy with the response you received from?
Okay.
3.2, questions from elected members at ordinary council meeting on Wednesday, held on Wednesday, 23rd January 2014, there were nil. Item four, public time. I've got to read an important note. This meeting has been recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist the minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with Section 20.3 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the chairperson to do so. Okay, 4.1, public question time. Can I ask how many people would like to ask a question? One, okay, thank you, Mr. Wally. Would like to ask a question?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor and Councillors. Last month I asked a number of questions, one was regarding the painting situation, the disposal of paint. That's been answered, but the other questions which I asked have not been answered on the agenda, so I have to ask these questions again to get a response. I asked the council if it is possible to contact those businesses in which these metal signs that have been blown out by Cyclone George, which is actually 6 years ago and have never been replaced, whether those relevant businesses are going to do something about putting new signs up, or if not, could they remove those metal signs from the business premises? I've got a list of four of those four businesses, the streets of where they are and what they look like.
Thank you, Mr. Long.
Also, I asked council last month to contact BHP management to do something about stopping these trains running between 5:30 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. in the morning time, because trains as they presently run cause traffic problems between going to and from south, and particularly Wedgefield traffic. For the most part, I think BHP have complied with this, but the fact is there are still trains running between 5:30 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. which are causing traffic jams on the Warwick Road Bridge, rail intersection. I'm just saying that whether you've contacted BHP management or not in the last 5 weeks, I don't know. But if you have, could you tell them again to see if they can suspend all those rail movements between those two particular towers until we get this bridge going over those rail tracks?
Through you, Mr. Deputy Mayor, through the metal signs, Mr. Wally, if you can leave that list with us, that would be fantastic. And we will approach those business owners through our compliance team and ask them to either remove the structures or replace the signs, depending on what their wish is. And we'll follow up again with BHP Billiton and can't guarantee a result, but we'll certainly follow up as your request.
And you see, maybe you can be more, let's say, Barnard Park, and I asked council last month as well to see if whoever it is that owns Barnard Park, and they adjust the reticulation time in which they water the lawns instead of having it happen 6:15 in the evening. I think, from what I've seen in the last few weeks, they've adjusted the reticulation accordingly. And it's now, as I see it, it's fairly dry in the evening time around that time when a lot of people are using the park. So I think whoever owns that park has now done the proper adjustments in terms of the reticulation process.
So that's been taken. Thanks so much.
Director of Engineering.
Director, have you got a...
Just through the chair, that's still not been handed over to town, but I understand that the request has been put through to the people who maintain the park currently.
It sounds like the request has been fulfilled.
I leave the list.
Thank you, Mr. Wally. Okay. That concludes public question time. Oh, sorry. Sorry, sir. I didn't see your hand before.
Yes, good evening. My name is Cameron Edwards. I'm the MD of West Australia Infrastructure. I have prepared a statement for you, which I believe is in your information pack. I'm more than happy to read through it if you'd like, but considering the council's time, and is it best if I just say that there's a prepared statement and leave it to your...
this is question time at the moment.
Yes. Well, it's a statement concerning one of the agenda points for later.
Statement time comes. Sorry.
After public
question. Yes. Statement time comes after question time.
I
so
agree.
As soon as.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll leave it.
In about 30 seconds. So there's no more question time. No more questions. Okay. I close question time at 6:40 by my 5:40 by my watch, and now I reopen public statement time at 5:40. So, is there any public statements? You're welcome.
I'm Cameron Edwards, I'm the CEO of West Australia Infrastructure. I refer to agenda item 15.3, which is the proposed prosecution of the unauthorised uses of lot 2 and 3 in the Great Northern Highway, the landing, file number 119200G. Thank you for the opportunity to submit a statement as an interested party in the landings project by the airport. Australia has recently made submissions to both the receiver, Ernst & Young, and the administrator, KPMG. The Australia proposal is a commitment to complete the village and the North Hotel developments as soon as possible. In our opinion, the operational cash flows from the existing secured units are critical to supporting the development of these hotels. In addition, the West Australia proposal provides a solution to local unsecured creditors. We ask that this proposed prosecution by the council be reconsidered or delayed for a minimum of 90 days in which to evaluate the various options before the receiver and the administrator and to provide time to submit updated approval requests. If the proposed prosecution continues against the landing projects, It is likely to stop the development of the hotels for the foreseeable future, cause harm to the local contractors and creditors, and reduce accommodation options in Port Hedland. The operations, including the secured units, are crucial to the economics of the development stage of the hotels, and we request the opportunity for Ernst & Young or any other potential buyer to rectify the situation in a reasonable amount of time. With that, I submit my...
Thank you. Any more public statement time? Yes, sir.
Good evening, councillors. My name is Sam Freeman. I'm the director of Ernst & Young. I'm here tonight representing the receivers and managers of the corporate accommodation, also in respect of agenda item 15.3. Village accommodation, obviously being the landowner of lots 2 and 3 Great Northern Highway. Ernst & Young were appointed as receivers and managers of that project just 4 months ago, and since that appointment we've spent considerable time understanding the project and the overall business, and we've engaged a large number of experts to assist us in expediting this process. We spent considerable time and effort also addressing the emergency management and safety issue at that site. Part of Ernst & Young's role as receiver and manager of that site is to prepare the land to its best possible state of sale, either directly or through the restructure or formal liquidation. We've been regularly engaging with the town's planning staff and a very positive relationship, and we've been trying to move this project forward with a view to lodging development applications for the existing activities at that site. And obviously, in the last couple of weeks, we've become aware of this particular agenda item, and we note that it is obviously a confidential agenda item, and so we're not entirely sure as to the nature of the recommendation that's before the council tonight. So, having said that, we confirm we would be disappointed with any resolution to take immediate action in respect to the project, and we believe that that would be inconsistent with the overall desire of the town and to see the significant and needed landings development proceed. We've been approached by a large number of developers who have expressed interest in acquiring the PBA site and proceeding with the landings development. All of the approaches we've received have been based on and require that existing operations on the site to continue so there is a secured and consistent cash flow to help fund the acquisition and construct the development of the land. The existing operations are crucial, therefore, to the viability of the project and to ensure the ultimate landings development vision is realised. And this was evidenced, obviously, just before by Mr Edwards in his statement to the town. As we understand it, there continues to be an urgent demand for housing in the town. So we've engaged a large number of experts, as I've said before, across many fields to help us address all the relevant issues of the site, and we intend to work with the town to ensure the presentation and operations of that site meet the town's expectations. We have no intention of selling the land without having first addressed all of the town planning and other matters at the site. Only late last month, we received a town planning report from our planning consultants, Greg Rowan Associates. That report outlined to us the issues in respect of the planning matters at the site that required rectification. Greg Rowan Associates were then instructed by us to prepare two development applications for lodging. Prior to lodging those applications, we would like to have a pre-lodging meeting with the senior staff of the town to discuss the applications. And we understand that these applications will address the issues that are before the council tonight. We've had a positive meeting as recently as this morning with the town, and we're keen to continue to work with the town staff next week and in the following weeks regarding these applications. Our applications will seek the approval of the existing operations for a short window, 2 years, which we believe is appropriate as a timeline to enable the sale of the land, the gearing up of a new developer, and the progression of the major development on the site. We're only partway through the process of the receivership, and there's a voluntary administration in process as well, and we need that time to address all the issues, to prepare the land for acquisition, and find an appropriate and suitable purchaser who will be able to undertake the development. As I mentioned we're in a position now to lodge the necessary applications and rectify the matters at the site, and as such, we would seek tonight that any recommendation to take immediate action be held, and that the council allow a short window of time for the development applications to be finalised, causing consultation with the town staff. We believe we have consistent goals with the town, and we want to continue to have an open dialogue with it in this regard. And of course, we would welcome any questions from the town in respect of the project.
Thank you, sir. Okay, any more public statement time? Not a close pub.
No, sorry. Stop. One submitted through you, Mr Deputy Mayor. One submitted by email from from Julie Matheson, who's unable to be here tonight. So I'll read it out. It was actually sent through to all councillors at 2:49 p.m. on Sunday regarding 11.1.5, the West End rezoning. Dear councillors, I wish to congratulate the councillors of the Shire of Port Hedland for their conviction to have more accommodation in the West End. You resolved on the 30th of August 2012 to change the zoning at various sites on Anderson Street, Hardy Street, McKay Street and Stocker Street from industrial to mixed business. The EPA is stalling this decision because of the supposedly unknown health risks of dust. More accommodation will bring back vibrancy to the old town and rejuvenate the locality's heritage. More people living in the West End will encourage the big resource companies to incorporate technologies that produce less dust and a cleaner export business. The area of Kanana had a similar situation. It was originally heavy industry. Now more and more people live there. The dynamics have changed. It's not the heavily polluted place it once was because people want cleaner industry. This should be the case in the West End of the old town. Many families, such as mine, lived with enormous clouds of iron ore dust in the 1970s and 80s. Our home for 40 years was at 31 Moore Street, not far from the iron ore crusher. The dust never seemed to affect our family of eight, other than the extra amount of daily cleaning. I wonder if it suits industry to have concerns about dust. Perpetuating concerns has meant that residential development is hindered, and there is no pressure from government, health and environment to have cleaner export businesses. In a public health document dated March 2010, the WA Department of Health reviewed the impact of dust on Port Hedland. The findings recommended that dust generated from industrial businesses be reduced to the interim PM10 dust guidelines of 70 micrograms per cubic metre with 10 exceedances. The report found that the elderly, sick and young children should be protected from excessive dust. Since the port expansions are not proceeding, the concerns raised in the report about more dust generated should be minimised. It goes without saying that any expansion of the port should use the latest technologies to have cleaner exports. Bringing more people into the West End will encourage cleaner exports sooner rather than later. Till the dust is reduced, and there are no reasons why it can't be, the report recommended commercial developments, hotels, holiday apartments and short-term occupancies for the area. Therefore, the EPA should not stall the zoning of the sites from industrial to mixed business. The West End needs more development and restoration of its heritage to bring back its vibrancy. The EPA should be focusing on technologies to minimise dust, not hindering orderly and proper planning for a locality such as the West End. I support councillors to reaffirm their decision at the next council meeting. Kind regards, Julie Matheson, Greens WA candidate for the Pilbara.
Thank you, CEO. One more public statement time. If not, I'll pause public statement time at 5:50. Thank you. Item 5, questions from members without notice. Councillor Carter?
Yes, I have one, Mr Deputy. Could I please have the cost of consultants for the Marquee Park project up to its present time?
Yes, we'll take that on notice.
Take it on notice, like yes, please. Yes, it's fine.
Thank you, Councillor Carter. Councillor Gilligan?
Oh, yes, thanks. Just a few there. Also relating to Marquee Park, if I may, through the chair, mm-hmm. how the process is going with getting that ready. A few questions from the public is, will it ever be fenced? So I have to ask that question. I've been asked to ask
that's
it.
That's fine. Seal?
Well, the short answer is that the water sampling, all the other structural elements are completed. The water sampling process had to be started again post-Cyclone Rusty. And the first set of samples were taken yesterday.
Today.
Because I did Great Wick Pool yesterday. In terms of fencing, I think there's been some modifications to the fencing.
And to the entry, but there's been no other fencing included, and certainly something council could consider in the future,
okay.
In the future budget process.
All right. Thank you. All right. And also together with that, I noticed that there is a water playground in the middle of the city of Perth, in Forest Chase area below the Meyer building and that. Have they had similar problems with the water coming up from the ground, or is it just because we're in a very hot climate here where we're having that problem with the water just not being the way it should be coming out of the ground?
I'm familiar with that. They venture in Nose Street Plaza. I'm not aware of any issues they have. I guess the difficulty that we face in the Pilbara is both around the climate in terms of water sanitation, plus the general level of come down in the air, two major factors that wouldn't be experienced at that location.
Yeah, okay. All right. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I just want to ask, I've had a few people phone me about our financials that we put in our agenda items, and under the Freedom of Information Act, apart from the statements that we have in the agenda, is the general public allowed to have copies of our bank statements? Is that something that they can actually get hold of, so they, if they want to look at anything at all?
Yeah.
under the Freedom of Information Act, is that sort of allowed, or is it just they have to go by what the general agenda is with our financials?
Through you, Mr. Chair, my understanding is that under Freedom of Information, there's certain documents that are permitted to be released and should be released. Individual bank statements, I don't think, fall into that category. So our finances are reported on a monthly basis to council, mm-hmm. and then obviously we do quarterly budget reviews and an annual budget and annual review.
Yeah.
And those documents are then audited, and it's probably the audited statements that people should express most interest in.
All right, thank you for that. Also, with the cyclone we've recently had...
Just the Director of Corporate Services.
Through the Chair, if I may, you'll notice that every OCN now, we actually provide the public and elected members with an outline of what's currently sitting in our bank accounts, and that is actually sourced from our NAB online, if you like, first thing in the morning. So if they wanted to see what's in our bank accounts, that's the bank account balance that's been held in there.
All right. Thank you. I'll pass that information on. Also, through the Chair, if I may, with the cyclone we had recently, is there a possibility in the future that we could look into the purchasing and installing of a webcam high up on maybe our water tower so that we can actually be linked to a website so the whole world is looking at us through Cyclone Rusty? And you go on the SBS site and you see webcams all over the world for the weather at night time. Is that something that we could look into? I believe it's not a great amount of money for us to administer to have something like that, but I think it would put us on the map. Just also be great for people going out boating. They'd be able to have a look. Yes, the waves are right. I can go out to do that and go and catch a fish. But just something I think that would be good for the community. We could possibly put that on the agenda at some time.
So we'll take that on notice, and you're offering to clean the lens, Councillor Gillingham?
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, well, I think we were all locked away for 30 odd hours. I think you'd all would have liked to have gone on the webcam and seen how big those waves were. Right, and also with the trees around town, I know that we were lucky this time not to lose a lot of trees. Could we still look into planting mango trees around and as seedlings to have those trees, which apparently the Agriculture Department say that they are a better anchor tree than some of the trees that we do have, because I think from a financial cost, it's a lot when these trees that we have now blow down, and mango trees may be more cost effective for us in the future.
Yeah, take that on notice.
Thank you. No. All right, that's it. Thank you very
much. Councillor. Councillor Hooper?
Nothing, thank you.
Yeah. Councillor Zombie?
Nothing, thank you.
Councillor Taylor? Nice. And I've got nothing. Myself. Okay, item 6, declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before the meeting. Show of hands, please. So 6-0. Thank you. Item 7, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 7.1, confirmation of minutes of ordinary meeting of council held on Wednesday, the 23rd January 2013. That the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on Wednesday 23rd January 2013 be confirmed as a true and correct record following the amendments. I presume everyone's read the amendments, so can I please have
No further discussion on the amendment, so move.
Moved by Councillor Carter, seconded. Councillor Hooper. Thank you. All in favour? 6-0. Thank you. Okay, item 8. Announcement of our chairperson. We had a discussion at quite a few meetings in February. Apart from the last three, Monday the 25th, Tuesday the 26th, and Wednesday the 27th, where a cyclone happened to be around, I didn't attend those meetings, so I just withdraw those ones. Thank you, councillors. Okay, item 9, reports by elected members without discussion. Councillor Carter.
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Deputy.
Councillor Gillingham.
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Deputy.
Councillor Hooper. Councillor Zumbach, Councillor Taylor, and nothing from me. Thank you. Item 10, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. 10.1, Daryl Hockey. Is Daryl around today? No? It's Dawn?
We haven't seen representatives from Roy Hill today. So
okay, that cuts that. No worries. Mr. Hockey hasn't attended, so we won't have the Roy Hill project progress. And item 10.2 will be postponed till the 27th of March at this stage. Okay. Just read a disclaimer, an important note. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council's decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by council has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to Local Government Act 1995. Hello, councillors. Let's start with course of officers, 11.1.1, proposed ancillary accommodation unit on lot 22, Captain's Way, South Headland, with the officer's recommendation on page 16.
No points of clarification. I move option 2, Mr Deputy.
Okay, moved option 2 by Councillor Carter, seconded Councillor Gillingham. Anybody against? Okay, carried. Yeah. Oh, sorry, there is one.
I'd like to speak against.
Okay, okay. One against. Councillor Carter, would you like to?
Wants to speak against.
She wants to speak against.
Yeah. Okay, again, sorry.
I'd like to propose an alternative resolution for agenda item 11.1. Do I need to read it out? I'd like to...
Sorry, just Councillor, for advice, I think it's mainly that you're looking to approve the application.
That's
the conditions
correct.
Are then as set
in
by...
Detail.
The And you may want to then just talk about the reasons why.
Sure. The reasons why I'm proposing that we pass that we accept the application is because the ancillary accommodation application clearly addresses the housing shortage and the urgency for housing that we've all agreed needs to be delivered in 2013. The housing policies that I'm talking about are in the Council Strategic Community Plan 2012 to 2022 in regards to housing, and the Local Planning Policy 12/005 for ancillary accommodation. The main intent of those policies is to essentially look at addressing the housing crisis through high-quality modular accommodation, and the policy has been put together to make sure that amenity and streetscape issues are addressed, and I think that this application does address amenity and streetscape concerns. So I think that's the reasons why that I'd like to put up the alternative motion, because this application doesn't detriment the streetscape or amenity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
a speaker good. Against, you may ask for a speaker for.
But do I pass the for this proposal? No, move on second. Let's accept.
Well, no, because sorry. So this is not an amendment. What Councillor Taylor has done is spoken against the motion that's been moved and seconded. So you've now had a speaker against. You should invite a speaker for, and then provide the mover with the right of reply.
Thank you, we are not refusing the application. That's quite specific. We are inviting the application to go back and have further discussions with regarding the material and colour of his roof. So the house has not been declared at all. To me, I think it gives the application to go back and have further discussion with the town planning to come up with a building that is suitable under the town planning scheme. So that we certainly are not deferring it at all. It is inviting them to further discussions.
Sorry, County Volta, I had to say.
Point of clarification, if I may. I'd just like to know what the actual Councillor Taylor actually wanted to add to the officer's recommendation of number 2. To come in line with what Councillor Taylor may wish.
Well, just to give a point of clarification, it doesn't just say the colour, it says the design and material of the roof, which implies that unless it is exactly the same as the existing house, then that clause there is an issue, whereas the intent of the policy says that only where practical and where the existing house distracts from the streetscape does this policy should the policy, should the applicant be refused?
Director?
Just want to clarify a couple of points. The way the recommendation has been written by the officer at this point in time, it is to refuse the application and for the applicant to come back and resubmit, considering those issues. If I'm not mistaken, I think the intent of Councillor Carter was to omit one and go straight to the further discussions with the applicant.
Yep.
So I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, I did. I moved item two.
Yeah.
I said move item two. I didn't mention item one at all.
And just to clarify another point, I think it's actually been expressed in the report that it's not the officer's recommendation or expectation that the facility accommodation be constructed with the same material as the existing building. It's just to make it look similar to the existing building. I think the officer recommendation actually says it's quite ridiculous to expect them to construct it with brick material.
That clause only comes
in. The officer recommendation really is looking at the pitch of the development, the pitch of the roof, and it's looking at the colour of the facility accommodation.
Thank you, Director. Sorry, Councillor, I'm debating the situation. Anybody against the recommendation?
Well, sorry, the move is now spoken.
Yeah.
I've never got the right reply.
Don't ask
that's what you've done.
No, I haven't had the right reply yet. I've only spoken for the motion.
Against, for, against again?
Anybody can't speak against, you can't
no,
speak
against. Anybody else against? Anybody else for? Okay, I'd like to reply, Councillor Carter.
Yeah, just to clarify the point that I made, and also the director also emphasised the fact I did not use, say, the item one. I did not use that one. I used item two. And as regarding the word in there, which as mentioned, the words are quite specific. Says similar material, colour and design. Does not say exactly the same at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think it's a very, very good opportunity for me to be able to complete it as required. So I move the motion.
Okay, we've had a mover and a seconder. Anybody against the motion of the officer's recommendation?
Just a point of clarification. It's not the intention of council to refuse the application and for the applicant to undertake further discussions with the manager of planning, then the wording too needs to be amended slightly. Invites the applicant to discuss with management planning services alternate.
Isn't the number two sort of says the same thing, invite the applicant to submit a new
application? The wording is a new application, and I think that's not the intent of council, that they don't want the...
So you don't want a new applicant, just
submit a...
Because this, essentially, if I can, through, you've actually got a valid application being lodged,
yep.
There has to be some determination of that application. So at this stage, what you're proposing, Councillor Carter, is it not be refused.
Correct.
The applicant be invited to have a discussion with management to try to negotiate a satisfactory outcome of design.
That's basically the resolution, yes.
So...
invites the applicant to resubmit plans...
To submit amended plans.
With the following amendments. For an ancillary unit in the same location as proposed with the following amendments. So it's just...
It just tidies it up a bit.
So we'll have to do a little bit more tidying up, councillors, to make sure that that is a standalone motion of council to be clear about the location of the property, etc. So we'll have to reword that entry, that first paragraph, just to make sure that...
Of point two.
So essentially it'll need to read that council invites the applicant of... the application submitted by Limac Building on behalf of the owners of Lot 22 Captain's Way, Andrew John and Lauren Marie Middleton, to submit an amended application. So it's standalone.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all clear on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need to still go back to your vote.
Yeah, to put it to the vote, all those in favour? Against? Okay, record 5-4, 1 against.
So just to clarify, Mr. Mayor, just so we seem to got out a bit of sync there in terms of people speaking. Yes. So if we have a mover and a seconder, it might be clearer to invite the mover to give them the option to speaking for their motion. If they decline, all due respect, Councillor Carter, you probably snuck one in there by actually not using your right to speak to the motion, but then spoke in debate and closed.
No, so, sure, I only spoke twice. I spoke for the motion and I had a right to reply. That's all I spoke.
But you should, as a mover...
That's normal procedure. The fact is that Councillor Penny spoke first.
I'm suggesting to the presiding member that the mover should be invited to speak on behalf of the motion.
That's what I
just said.
And that's what I thought. I tried to do, but I got cut off somewhere.
Councillor Taylor was too fast for me.
That's right. Okay, thank you. And that's the first item. Here comes the second one. 11.1.2 on page 18. Proposed final adoption of Scheme Amendment 45 to the Town of Port Hedland Town Plan Scheme Number 5 to rezone lot 510 on plan 7557 for parks and recreation reserved to residential with a density code of R50. And officer's recommendations on page
24,
in which I have to declare an interest due to the fact that I reside in Dempster Street and I call it financial interest. So excuse me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, councillors, we have a resolution there, which is the amendment to the town planning scheme. Is there any points of clarification or any discussion on this?
Can I have a clarification? The identified land use was residential, medium density, apartment, townhouse, villa, residential. I was just wondering, this is doctor's accommodation that we're looking at for this land use. Do we want doctors to bring their families here, or is this looking for short-term or FIFO accommodation for doctors and other medical professionals?
The recommendation from the health department is that we do not provide that service in that area. This is an amendment to a town planning scheme, which is the West End, and what they're saying is they don't think we should have medical residences in that area because we shouldn't have children down there who should have families.
Councillor Carter, this is
the clarification. This is regarding GP housing.
I get that. East End urban village, not the West End.
So the purpose of the recommendation is to provide for a variety of housing and give doctors the opportunity to either live in a 3-4 bedroom house or alternative townhouse, or it just gives residential options.
I just didn't see the list of housing that would be, so it just didn't include that, so that's also one clarification.
It is, I beg your pardon, I took the other way around to the other next resolution. That is entirely for doctors' housing. Yes, to answer your question. Is there any other points of clarification?
No points of clarification, so move.
Thank you. Move Councillor Zombeck as the seconder. Councillor Dorrihan. All those in favour? Motion carried. 5-1. Thank you, Councillor. Okay, your information, Mr. Deputy. Officer's recommendation was accepted by Council 5-1.
Thank you very much. Okay, next item, page 44, I believe. 9.1.3. Cattermole Court, request for part acquisition and sale of land at Shea Gap Park and subdivision development agreement 2 with the Department of Housing for the Cattermole Court development. With officer's recommendation on page 48.
That's through you, Mr. Chair. That's been slightly amended. So the intent of the recommendation is still the same. It's just been clarified.
Okay. With that clarification, can I move it for the officer's recommendation?
So moved, Madam. Yes, Mr. Deputy.
Thank you, Councillor Carter. Seconded. Councillor Zombeck. All those in favour? Okay. Carried 6-0. Okay, next recommendation is page 51. 11.1.4, petition against road type change for Lovell Place, South Hedland. The fourth recommendation on page 53.
I understand there's an amendment to this, Mr. Deputy.
So through the chair, there was discussion at the briefing that number one could read, acknowledges comments within the petition received from the residents of Lovell Place, South Helland, and advise the issue, I think it was submission rather than petitioners, and advise the submissioners that the road change is part of an approved subdivision.
Yep. Okay. With those couple of points, can I have a mover for the motion? Move Councillor Zumbach. Seconded.
Seconded.
Councillor Hooper. Okay. Anybody against? No. Carried 6-0. Thank you. Page 57. The land point 1.5. Reaffirmation of decision to initiate scheme amendment 59, rezoning industry to mixed business on various lots of Port Hedland. The officer's recommendation on page 60.
No points of clarification, so moved.
Okay, moved by Councillor Carter, seconded by Councillor Zumbach. Anybody against? Okay, carried 6-0. Thank you. Page 64. Land point 1.6. Proposed renaming of section of Chunking Crescent, South Hedland. With officer's recommendation on page 66. Any points of clarification or leave?
I need to make a disclosure of impartiality interest.
Yes.
With regards to the matter at item 11.1.6, I disclose that I may have an association with the applicant. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay.
Now, with the points of clarification, I'll just recommendation moved.
Move Councillor Carter. Second, Councillor Gillingham. Anybody against? Carried 6-0. Thank you, Councillor. Page 70. Land point 1.7. Proposed closure of portion of drainage reserve 35328, being lot 5903, Charon Place, South Hedland. With officer's recommendation, page 72.
So moved.
Any points of clarification?
I have a disclosure.
Okay.
That with regards to 11.1.7, I have an association with the applicant. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality in the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Councillor. So moved, Councillor Zumbach. Seconded, Councillor Carter. Or anybody against? Okay, carried 6-0. Thank you. Page 74. Then point 1.8. Delegated planning, building and environmental health approvals and orders from January 2013. Foster's recommendation, page 83.
I have one point of clarification, if I may,
Councillor?
Deputy. On page 79, we have a delegated approval for $50 million. Could somebody tell me what that project's for, please?
Oh, sorry, page?
Page 79.
79. 50 million.
Yeah, 50 million.
I'm assuming that might actually be the gateway
route.
So I can clarify that for you later
today. If you wouldn't mind, thank you.
Okay.
For that amendment, so moved.
That amendment moved, Councillor Carter, seconded, Councillor Zumbach. Anybody against? Carried 6-0. Thank you. Next one, 11.1.9, page 84. Proposed street names, precinct 3. With officer's recommendation, page 87.
I believe we have an amendment to this.
Have an amendment? Yes. Who's putting that up? Councillor Taylor?
I had an alternative recommendation that Council approve the use of the name Altitude for the new road so that subdivision work can go ahead. And point two had a further amendment from Councillor Hooper. But point three, so I'll let Councillor Hooper speak after me. Point three was request officers to further research names that relate to the aeronautics and aviation with reference to the long history and significance of aviation to the Pilbara and in particular to Port Hedland, and for these further suggestions to be presented to Council by the 30th of June 2013.
Okay.
So just for clarification, Councillor Tutt, if you're best to put your alternative recommendation.
Yep.
If Councillor Hooper wants to make an amendment to that, once there's a mover and a mover and a second, then he's entitled to amend it. So for all councillors, there was part one, which was approved the use of the name Altitude.
Yep.
Two was reject the use of the following names for any proposed new roads within precinct three.
Yep.
Airfoil, camber, compass, cowling, fuselage, glider, hangar, slipstream, pilot, radar, tarmac, torque and Pilatus. Part three was request officers, as Councillor Taylor read out. Part four, request the CEO or his delegate to forward the approved road name to the Geographic Names Committee for final approval, and also forward the other names to the Geographic Names Committee for updating. So that's actually not required now because they will come out. And part five was advise the applicant of Council's decision in relation to one and two above. So you need to, just for process, you need to move that motion and then see if there's a seconder to support it.
Move Councillor Taylor, seconded Councillor Hooper.
If I may add in a addition, that the names A to N are added to the end of the list that is sourced. So once the point three has been... names have been sourced and identified, that the other names that have previously been supplied are added to the end of the list. So they're not immediately used, but they are as backup for future roads.
So Councillor Hooper, you're suggesting an amendment?
An amendment, yes. 3.1 I'll put it in as. But...
So the amendment would be either rather than two being reject, you could actually change the wording of part two to be that the following names
be added to the end of the list after.
I'll copy and paste it to point three.
So, can I, for clarification, I guess it's just to keep this flowing. If we have one where it is, three becomes two.
Yes.
Two becomes three with the wording to be changed. Add the following names for any proposed new roads within precinct three to the end of the suggested list.
That's good. Yes.
Provided?
Thank you.
So you're happy with that as an amendment?
Yes, thank you.
So you're moving an amendment now, so you now need to see if there's a seconder prepared to accept the amendment.
I'll second the amendment.
Okay, move Councillor Carter to move Councillor Hooper, second Councillor Carter to put the amendment. All those in favour?
Anyone to discuss it?
All happy?
Through the chair, just to make sure that we're still retaining number four in that case, given that we're not rejecting.
Sorry, Director.
Four and five.
Four need to be amended, as you said.
Yeah. So, apart from...
Only one name will be forwarded to the Geographic.
That's right. Gives us time to put the rest. Yeah.
So that'll finish after final approval, full stop.
Yeah. Okay. Full stop. And five stays the same.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What do I ask for now?
So, well, speakers for or against the amendment?
Speaker for or against the amendment? No speakers for or against? Speaker for?
I think he's already spoken for his amendment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
if there's no speakers against, put it to the vote.
Okay, all those in favour of the amendments? Okay, carried 6-0.
So now the amendment becomes the motion?
Motion. Now you put that to the motion.
So now the amendment comes to motion. Okay. Yep. All those for the amendment motion, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Move Councillor Carter, second.
Moved and seconded.
Oh.
It's just voting. Sorry.
Move Councillor Taylor.
You had a mover and a seconder.
Yeah.
Then you had the amendment. So now the amendment becomes the motion, so you don't need another mover and a seconder. It's just now put it to the vote.
Okay. All those in favour? 6-0. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A bit complicated we got there.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, page 89, 11.1.10, land administration matters on Kumbana school site.
Can we possibly get a reason for the change in the recommendation?
Sorry, should have asked.
And I think you actually had your reason printed.
I did. Air travel and aviation has been integral to the development of the Northwest WA. That capturing that history in the aviation theme for street names was felt that it was an important way to add significance to what is a legacy when you have a street name.
Sorry, it was only amendment two, so...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that. We're happy. Okay, let's go back to page 89, 11.1.10. Land administration matters and combined school site, South Fenland. Office recommendation on page 92.
No points of clarification, same there.
No problem. Moves Councillor Carter, second on Councillor Zombeck. Nobody against? Carried 6-0.
Councillor, I was going to vote for it.
You did. You did.
Okay, page 95, 11.1.11. Request for proposed easements to be created over lot 8023 on deposited plan 74282 South Fenland. With officer recommendation, page 97. Any points of clarification?
10 points, so moved.
Move Councillor Carter, second Councillor Hooper. Anybody against? Okay, carried 6-0. Page 101, 11.1.12, proposed permanent partial closure of Cottier Drive, South Fenland. With officer recommendation, page 104. Any points of clarification?
No points, so moved.
So move Councillor Carter, second Councillor Gillingham. Anybody against? Okay, carried 6-0. Page 114, 11.1.13, various land administration matters on lot 5930, Trainee Crescent, South Fenland. Just correct me if I'm wrong, but it's Trainee double E. Trainee? No, just one. Okay, thank you. And office recommendation, page 117.
Points of clarification, same.
No point.
Sorry, just got a numbering. So number, the last number three should be number four.
Number four, thank you. Yeah. So that little correction.
I had one point of clarification,
yes,
please. Yes, in there. As you can see on the map on page 118, it says Trainee Crescent Road Reserve to be amalgamated into lots. I just wondered, because it's hard to see on that picture when you're turning right into the parking area, I just didn't want any... I was concerned that if traffic, when you turn right, people go around you. That was my... So I just wondered if there was any point for... Any answer to that question?
Director?
The chair, my understanding is that we've received advice from family and it wasn't going to be in such major traffic, it's a pretty wide road reserve.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, Councillor Mover for that.
Yes, I moved.
Move Councillor Carter, seconded. Councillor Hooper? Okay, anybody against? Okay, carried 6-0.
Thank you.
Page 119, 11.114, proposed demolition of outbuildings associated with heritage building Charlie Bayman's house on lot 89-2 Mackay Street, Port Hedland, listed in the Municipal Heritage Inventory. Officer recommendation, page 120.
No points of clarification, so moved.
Move Councillor Cowder, second Councillor Zombeck. Nobody against? Carried 6-0. Thank you. Page 127. 11.1.15, change the council decision 20112-517 for the amendment of permitted use on reserve 50372 at lot 3267 Hedges Street, South Fenland, with offer of recommendation on page 129. Any points of clarification?
No points, so moved.
With Councillor Carter, second Councillor Hooper. Sorry, Councillor Gorn. Councillor Hooper. Anybody against? Carried 6-0. All right, page 131, 11.1.16, proposed local planning policy, precinct 3 design guidelines.
I move we suspend standing orders, Mr. Deputy.
Okay, we've got a move to suspend standing orders. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Zombeck. All those in favour? 6-0. Okay. Suspend standing orders. Councillor Carter.
Thank you. This is a very contentious item. We're up for discussion this afternoon, the Deputy. And I'm quite concerned regarding some of the circulation of...
Through the Chair, just to clarify, this is just regarding the design guidelines for precinct 3.
Yep.
It's not regarding the confidential item.
Oh, sorry, sorry, I'm on the wrong one. Sorry. Just withdraw that.
So, we withdraw the...
VHP.
Yep. Okay. So, we withdraw the... What was it?
Yeah, we withdraw the
we go back into...
So,
So I think we can, through with the blessing of the mover and a seconder, we'll just remove that motion. We won't carry that motion through.
No, because the motion suspends standing orders, so just remove that resolution.
All right.
Okay, let's go. Officer's recommendation is on page 134.
That point of clarification, I shall move that.
Okay, move Councillor Carter, seconded Councillor Zombeck. Nobody against? Okay, carried 6-0. Page 136, 11.1.17, J.D. Hardy. Request a purchase of portion of reserves at 5% of unimproved value. Officer's recommendation, page 139.
No points of clarification, so move.
Move Councillor Carter, seconded Councillor Hooper. Anybody against? Carried 6-0. Page 141, 11.1.18, procedure to deal with contraventions of the Port Hedland Town Planning Scheme number 5. Officer recommendation, page... Oh, it's a new recommendation on page 1. Yep. I don't know how we got up on him. So it was just...
And that's the one that's bolded in yellow for those.
That is
a separate handout this afternoon.
Did you get that? So everyone still got that, Councillor Carter? The one with the bold, yep.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I did get that one, yeah.
It should be in your pack of information. Good job.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes. It's on my pack.
No.
That's all right. Do you want to have...
So, I've read it.
You've read
it? Yeah.
Okay.
So moved. I've read it, yeah.
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
Oh, sorry.
No.
I didn't
no,
read it.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah, come out.
Councillor Gilliam, do you want a couple minutes to read it?
Do you want to
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So that was alternative wording. So now move before the. So move Councillor Carter, seconded Councillor Hooper. Although anybody against? Okay, carried 6-0. Thank you. I'll put this on over. Page 144, 11.1.19. Development of assessment panels. Panel nominations. And officer recommendation, page 145. With just. We're going to delete point B. Councillors,
yeah.
Let's get rid of point B. So, okay, nominations for the nominations. The following councillors represent council on the development assessment panel for a period of 2 years.
I nominate for that, Mr. Deputy.
Councillor. Okay. Well, I'll nominate.
Can you
nominate
me?
Yeah, we can nominate all councillors to nominate and we'll hold a ballot if you need to.
I'll put myself down for now, considering what happens.
So you just, first of all, you take nominations. So you've got
nominations.
Councillor Carter,
Councillor Cash. Anybody else want to be on the DAP? Okay. At this stage, it's only me and you, Councillor Carter. So,
thank you.
So that'll do for now. And then we'll see what happens after Saturday.
Can you also, Mr. Deputy, take nominations for two alternatives?
Anybody want to be alternatives? I didn't think so. Well, Councillor Hooper?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? Maybe one of the councillors that is away might put their hand up.
Probably I would.
We need to nominate someone,
that's it. Yes, you need.
I can nominate Councillor Hale.
You can't nominate anybody in their absence.
Yeah. Councillor Taylor, thank you. Yeah. Saves us a bit of pain for now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay, we've got a four names. Anybody against those four names?
So you need to move in a second now.
So moved.
So move Councillor Carter, seconded Councillor Hooper. Anybody against? Carried 6-0. Thank you. 11.2.1, tender 11/23, construction of Hamilton Road carriageway duplication, roundabout and One Angara Stadium entry road. I said that pretty easy, isn't it? And officer's recommendation, page 149. And we reject all submissions.
I just want a bit of clarification on that, if I may, Mr. Deputy. I understand that this work will be carried out on a subcontract basis by our own staff. Is that the...
So through the chair, think we had the discussion at the briefing regarding the lighting project at the South Island Aquatic Centre.
Yep.
Well, that's that one.
So this is suggesting that recommence the tender process and include an in-house bid. So staff will actually look to competitively bid against outside tenders, outside contractors.
Yeah, I've got that. Okay, with that recommendation, I say move it.
Moves Councillor Carter, seconded Councillor Gillingham. Anybody against? Carried 6-0. Thank you, councillors. All right, page 150, 11.2.2, residential lease agreement, caretakers residence, South Island Aquatic Centre, the officer's recommendation, page 155.
Through the chair, we've got a slight amendment to that last closing paragraph, just to for a bit of clarification. I'll pass to the Director of Engineering Services, please.
Thank you, Director.
Through the chair, one will be described as caretakers residence at the South Heaven Aquatic Centre. Shack, I can give you a copy of this. By way of lease to the YMCA in accordance with section 3.5A in brackets and number 3 of the Local Government Act 1995 in brackets private treaty on the following terms and conditions which are in front of you. Mm-hmm. And the final is subject to no adverse submissions being received within the requested advertised period, authorise the execution of the relevant documentation. I can jump in and pass that over.
Subject to no adverse submissions.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a point of clarification for me there, Mr. Deputy.
Yep.
In the contents of the discussions, it says that the page 154.
Yep.
That is the YMCA request for rental of 1300 should council choose that may not need to seek an alternative accommodation. The figures in there is mentioned 1300 all the way through. Then in our recommendation is gone to 1500. Are they aware of that?
True, Chair, yes.
They are.
That's they offer 1300 if our valuation is 1500.
Yeah, just as you said, they may seek alternative accommodation option.
They're aware of it.
Happy?
Yeah. Happy.
So okay, moved Councillor Carter, seconded Councillor Hooper. Anybody against? No? Okay, move 6-0.
So it's for Councillor Carter and Councillor Hooper.
Yep. Nobody against, so move 6-0. Okay, next one is page 156, 11.2.3. Tender 1209, design and construction of South Headland Bowls and Tennis Club redevelopment. Office recommendation on page 161.
Now I'd like to declare a financial interest as I have BHP shareholding over the threshold.
Thank you, Councillor Zumbach. And I also declare a financial interest due to the fact I've got BHP shares above the threshold as well. So I'll be in the room.
Mr. CEO, do we have permission for a reduced quorum?
No, and we've...
We've had insufficient councillors. We only have three.
Through the chair, we did receive an application for financial interest, and we didn't send that off to the department.
Yeah.
We were only advised late tonight that there was going to be a financial interest to obtain, so we haven't sought that approval from the department, so we have a lack of quorum.
So we'll look to maybe bring it to the special council meeting
on the 13th. So it'd be recommended that we defer it to the council meeting on the 13th.
Well, you can, we'll do that. You can't recommend
no,
it.
No, no,
the quorum,
no.
So
no, it's just deferred.
So it's just unable to be dealt with due to lack of the quorum.
Yeah.
So you can bring the back in down to you, Leonard.
For your information, councillors, the matter was not discussed through lack of a quorum and it has been deferred for another date to be determined.
Thank you. It could be March the 13th, I suppose.
Yeah, I mentioned that, but I've gone killed, so I'm not going to mention it again.
Okay. Page 162 is the next item before Mr. Carr gets killed. 11.2.4, request to dispose terminal space at Port Hedland International Airport at Westpac Banking Corporation. And officer recommendation, page 165. Number four.
Clarification.
So through the chair, we'll look to do that same change that we did to that last disposal. So we'll get
a
copy and paste of it.
Okay,
what are they doing? We are on 164, are we?
Yep.
165, 164, 165.
Yeah.
165. Public information. Sorry, CEO, what are we doing?
So through the chair, we're just we've got the correct section of the Act under Part 1, so at the end, rather than saying no, should no submissions be received during the requisite advertising period, we say should no adverse submissions be received, allow the execution of the relevant documentation. I think those words long.
That's added to F, or is it under G?
It's under, it actually probably should be 2.
2, yeah.
Point 2. So for a councillor's information, we're going to get their standard wording done, and that'll be part of any disposal issue in the future. So it's quite standard, be similar wording.
Any other points of clarification?
No points, so moved.
So moved, Councillor Carter. Second, Councillor Zombeck. Nobody against? Carried 6-0. Thank you. Page 166, 11.2.5, Tender 13/01, Construction of Extruded Concrete Curbing. With officer recommendation on page 170. And I'll give you a confidential matter next order. So, officer recommendation.
170, no points of clarification. So,
move Councillor Carter. Seconded. Councillor Gillingham. Anybody against? Carried 6-0. Okay, page 171. 11.3.1, Port Hedland Cricket Club Trailer Compound. Colin Massanoble, officer recommendation on page 173.
I have an impartiality because of my living in close proximity.
Okay.
So with regard to 11.3.1, Port Hedland Cricket Club Trailer Compound, with regard to this item, I disclose that I have an association with the applicant. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. Any other points of clarification?
No points. Yeah. Moved.
Moved Councillor Carter, second of Councillor Taylor. Anybody against? Moved 6-0. Page 176. Department of Sports and Recreation, Community Sport and Recreation Facilities Fund, Small Grants Application. With officer's recommendation on page 180. Okay. Any points of clarification?
No points, so moved.
Moved Councillor Carter, seconded Councillor Zombeck. Anybody against? Carried 6-0. Page 181, 11.4.1.1, Interim Financial Reports of Council for period ended 31st of January 2013, with officer recommendation on page 186.
No points, clarification, so moved.
Moved Councillor Carter, seconded Councillor Zombeck. Anybody against? Carried 6-0. Okay, page 187, 11.4.2.1, Performance Report for period of 1st of July 2012 to the 31st of December 2012. Officer's recommendation, page 190. Any points of clarification, Councillor?
No points, so moved.
Moved Councillor Carter, seconded. Councillor Gillingham, anybody against? Carried 6-0. Okay, item 12, items are permitted by chairperson and council. Second quarter budget review, 12.1.
A motion to accept the late items.
Yeah. Oh, can I have a motion?
And so just if we can seek to have a motion to accept 12.1, 12.2, 12.3, 12.5, 12.6, 12.7.
12.7.
Which is appointment of auditors.
Okay. And obviously 12.4
is being drawn, and that'll go through for the years.
Okay, can I have a mover? Councillor Carter, second. Yeah. Councillor Zombeck. All those, anybody against? No. Carried 6-0. Thank you. Okay, 12.1, just bear with us for. What are we doing here? See ya. Do we do this one?
So you've got recommendations for each individual item.
So is this the recommendation, second quarter budget?
So it's page 6 of 12.1.
Okay, sorry. Yep.
Through the chair, if I may. We had an Audit and Finance Committee meeting this afternoon whereby the recommendation from the Audit and Finance Committee was modified.
Yep. So this one's the recommendation.
Yes.
So it'll be page one now, Councillor. You should all have a copy of this page one.
Yep.
All right.
It essentially adds a part five, which is request to see a report to Council on the issue of the legality of the 2.5 million community contribution from Escort.
Oh, well, if Oscar's mentioned, I've got to declare an interest because I'm an employee. So where, see, I didn't see. Oh, Oscar mentioned this. Oh, yeah, Oscar. I've got to declare an interest, sorry. I've got to get out of here because I declare a financial interest due to the fact that I'm an employee of Oscar. Apologies. But, yep. Thank you for pointing that out, Director. I could have been in trouble.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor. This is an item that's been already discussed and approved for by the Audit Committee this afternoon and discussed at great length. It's now coming in here for approval by the other councillors. Is there any points of clarification that the councillors wish to clarify?
No points of clarification with the amendment of item 5.
Just before you do, I'm just wondering whether we might add one more word into 5, and that might be the legality of securing the $2.5 million.
Yes. Yeah, I thought that word was in that when we wrote it up this morning, this afternoon. With that addition?
With that addition, so moved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Seconded. Councillor Taylor, would you like to second?
Oh, David.
Oh, David. Councillor Hooper. All those in favour? Carried 5-0. Thank you.
Can we bring Councillor De Cash back in, please? Thanks, Lynn.
For your information, Mr. Deputy, the officer's recommendation was carried 5-0.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay, now 12.2 is somewhere here. 12.3. Okay, number of yours. Okay, 12.2, 2011-2012 audited financial statements with officer's recommendation on page 4. Any
points of clarification, sir?
Councillor Carter, second Councillor Zombak. Anybody against? Okay, carried 6-0. Thank you. See ya. 12.3, is it just this one here? Which is the financial management review, Audit and Finance Committee decision. Page.
That's a new page one, there's a slight amendment.
Okay. 12.3, Councillors, you all got that one?
So, through the chair, again, this is the Audit and Finance Committee meeting, which added a part 2 to the recommendation, which reads, request for CEO to provide a report outlining actions taken in relation to the financial management review of the Town of Port Hedland by the Council in June 2013.
Okay. So, thank you. With that, record, with that addition,
we need to make some slight change to wording of 1, because that was a recommendation from the committee. So it will now be that Council notes the recommendation from the Audit and Finance Committee and 1, accepts the report of the financial management review undertaken by Grant Thornton in June 2012, and 2, requests the CEO to provide a report outlining actions taken in relation to the financial management review of the Town of Port Hedland by Grant Thornton in 2013. So it's a blend, sorry, of those 2 pages.
Get them together. Yep.
Okay. Move to Councillor Carter, yes, second to Councillor Zombak. Anybody against? Okay, carried 6-0. Now, summary is 12.5.
So it's funding and donations.
Okay, 12.5, Councillors, I'll just read it out. Policy 6/003, community funding and donations, review of draft policy for advertising and consultation. With officer recommendation on page 3 and 4. Oh, sorry, page 4. Officer recommendation down the bottom.
Yeah. Once again, there's a transfer of the audit report, so no comments, so move.
Move, Councillor Carter, second by Councillor Zombeck. Anybody against? Carried 6-0. Thank you. Here we are. Now, 12.6, is that the right to what you're on?
Yes, tender 1224.
All right, tender 12.6, tender 1224, supply and installation on the swimming pool lighting system for South Hedland Aquatic Centre.
Yeah, point of clarification on this one, if I may, Mr Deputy. This is, I understand this is going to be now carried out by our own organisation and using our own staff and using subcontractors, is that correct?
Through the chair, the procurement process for the poles, lights, fixtures and fittings, I suppose, for the lights will be procured through the town. Electrical contractors will engage for this much.
The other question I may ask is that, owing to the comments we've had regarding, especially from the water polo mob out there, have we got a timeline for completion of these installations?
Through the chair, no, I don't know at this stage.
We did take that consideration of the inconvenience there are being incurred. Is it?
Yeah.
With those discussions.
So. Okay, it's moved. Moved, Councillor Carter, seconded. Councillor Gillingham, anybody against? Carried 6-0. Thank you. Okay, 12.7. Appointments of auditors. The Foster's recommendation on page 2 and 3.
No points of clarification, so moved.
Moved, Councillor Carter, second, Councillor Zombeck. Anybody against? Thank you. Carried 6-0. Thank you. All right, thank you for that, councillors. Next item, item 13, is reports of committees. The minutes of this committee meeting are enclosed under a separate cover. The airport committee meeting of the 6th of February 2013 offers a recommendation that council receives the minutes of the ordinary meeting of the airport committee held on 6th of February 2013 at 12:30. Mover, please.
So
move. Councillor Carter, second Councillor Zombeck. Anybody against? Move 6-0. Item 14, motions of which previous notice has been given, there's nil. Item 15, we have three of confidential items, which means being a confidential item, I've got to say for you people, you've got to leave the room, apologies, but you can stay while we'll discuss these and come back after we finish.
I pay to have Lenny.
Leonard, can you stay first? Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, Leonard
and Dave. Okay, now where are we here? So, 15.
So we need a mover to go.
Need a mover to go.
Behind closed doors.
Okay, move Councillor Zombeck, we'll go on confidential items. Seconder, Councillor Hooper. Okay, thank you, councillors and staff. All of in favour? 6-0. Thank you.
I'm not going to read every word either.
No,
I'm not. Councillor Greenham.
Thank you, members of the public and staff. We had three confidential items. The Cattermole Court one was passed 6-0. 15.2, the private treaty of Lot 12 Bunnings Warehouse was passed 6-0. And 50.3, proposed prosecution of unauthorised uses of Lot 2 and 3 Great Northern Highway was also passed 6-0. Okay.
So we actually are supposed to read those out.
Sorry, I've got a sore throat.
So I just feel like to read them out.
Yes,
it's probably fine. I think we have members of the gallery here, so it seems appropriate.
We've never done it before, you know.
Well, it doesn't appear to be right from now on, does it?
Okay.
So
we'll see.
So item 15.1, Cattermole Court, request for proposal responses. Council resolution is that Council 1 selects Megara Constructions Proprietary Limited as the preferred proponent for the development of housing on the conditions that it A, personally funds and builds the Town of Port Hedland's housing initially without commitment to pre-sales of the proposed lots 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 and 22 as per conditional subdivision application 142732. B, subject to a satisfactory credit valuation in the form of a business information report request carried out by Dun & Bradstreet. C, subject to satisfactory minor additions to the landscaping of the proposed design. Part 2, approve the preparation and advertisement of a business plan for 6 weeks in accordance with Section 358 and 359 of the Local Government Act, outlining the proposed sales of lots 13 to 22 to Megara Constructions via request for proposal of the Cattermole Court conditional subdivision application 142732 for freehold ownership and all associated costs of 8 multi-dwelling development on the proposed lot 23, currently valued at $6.110 million. Subject to a credit valuation. And number 3, requests the CEO or their delegate to report back to Council on the public submissions received as a result of that business plan and then recommend a course of action in relation to the proposed property disposition between the Town of Port Hedland and Megara Constructions Proprietary Limited. 15.2, Council resolution that Council 1. Approve the preparation and advertisement of a business plan in accordance with Section 358 and 359 of Local Government Act 1995, outlining the proposed sale via private treaty of a 1.54 hectares portion of Lot 12 within Precinct 3 for $2,695,000, subject to survey. 2. Request the CEO or his delegate to report back to Council on the public submissions received as a result of that business plan and then recommend a course of action in relation to the proposed private treaty between the Town of Port Hedland and Bunnings Properties Party Limited. And 3, instruct the CEO or his delegate to commence a request for proposal or alternative disposition method for additional properties, including the 4 transient workers' accommodation sites in Precinct 3, so that other potential users have an opportunity to locate within the area. And 15.3 was in respect to the landing and the Council resolution is that Council 1 acknowledges Ernst & Young's statement of intent to bring the current landings development into compliance, 2 supports the approved hotel development on the landing site, and 3 directs the CEO or his delegate to negotiate milestones for compliance for the landings development within 30 days.
Thank you, CEO. Okay, that's for your information. For people that weren't in here, item number 16, applications for leave of absence. Councillor Carter.
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Deputy.
Councillor Gillian.
Yes, I do actually. The 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th of March, and the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of March. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Hooper, Councillor Zombeck.
Nothing, thank you.
Councillor Taylor.
Yes, please. I'd like to request leave of absence from the 5th of July to the 12th of August, 2013.
Right.
There will only be one ordinary council
meeting,
and I'm here for the end of financial year.
We get on 5th of July to. Yeah. Okay, and
15th of August. Oh, 12th of August. 5th of July.
5th of July, 12th of August.
Yes.
Okay.
Give just the cups.
And at this point in time, I'm not going anywhere either. So, can I have a mover to accept the move, Councillor Carter, second to Councillor Hooper, all of them in favour, 6-0. Well done, Councillor Taylor, you've got your leave. And thank Councillor Gillingham, you too. Okay, date of closure is 7:15 by my watch. 17.1, date of next meeting will be
27th of March.
So
meeting, a special council meeting on the
13th. Oh, yes, next week.
So close 7:15. Thank you, everyone, for coming. It was a long session, but well done, and we'll do it again next week.
Next week.
Well, no, thank you. Depending what happens Saturday, it could be a new the mayor's back, or we'll see what happens. Hang around for a beer or two.
Oh, thank you for that. Can you turn that off?